In this bulletin, the federal government accepts all 76 recommendations made by the Banking Royal Commission. Two men are missing in the Queensland floods. And Australian-based refugee Hakeem Al-Arabi to remain in a Thai prison until April the 5th. With SBS News, I'm Michelle Rimmer. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has promised action on all 76 recommendations coming out of the Banking Royal Commission's final report. The Commission found evidence of misconduct and greed in the Australian financial sector at the expense of customers and businesses. Mr. Frydenberg says customers will be better off as a result of the changes brought in by the government, including changes to the leadership of the financial regulator, ASIC.
We believe that ASIC will do the job, can do the job, and Commissioner Hayne has also already said they are making the necessary changes. And with the new leadership at ASIC, they are getting on with delivering better outcomes for Australian consumers.
The regulators, who were criticised for being too soft on financial institutions, will be given more resources and stronger powers. Labor also says it will, if elected, adopt all recommendations. The party's Treasury spokesman Chris Bowen says a Labor government would also push to implement even more reform.
We accept in principle each and every recommendation in Commissioner Hayne's report. In fact, we regard this report as being the minimum of action that should be taken to improve Australia's banking and financial services sector.
The federal opposition has often pointed out now Prime Minister Scott Morrison voted against establishing a royal commission 26 times when he was Treasurer. Two men are missing as North Queensland's flood crisis moves into its 11th day. 21-year-old Huey Morton and 23-year-old Troy Matheson were last seen near floodwaters yesterday morning. A search of the floodwaters has begun as a precaution. Thousands of other people have been evacuated and hundreds of homes have been affected as a result of the floods. An emergency alert has been issued for some areas northeast of Townsville, with residents advised to move to higher ground. Townsville remains the area most affected by flooding, although floods have extended as far west as Mount Isa. Australian-based refugee footballer Hakeem Al-Arabi has been given until April the 5th to prepare a defence against a request to be extradited to his native Bahrain. He'll remain in a Thai prison until then. It comes after Mr. Al-Arabi faced Bangkok Criminal Court, where he said he could be killed if he's returned. Mr. Al-Arabi was arrested after arriving in Bangkok for a holiday in November, because of a red Interpol police notice posted by the Bahraini government. Mr. Al-Arabi is alleged to have vandalised a police station during the 2012 Arab Spring uprising, which he denies. Australia's ambassador to Thailand, Alan McKinnon, is urging Thai authorities to annul extradition proceedings and allow Mr. Al-Arabi to return to Australia.
There is executive authority with the Thai government to cease this case at any time. This was confirmed by the prosecutor in comments today. So the Thai government can act, and with respect, we're asking the Thai government to act now to free Hakeem Al-Arabi and allow him to go back to Australia.
Police in the Philippines say five suspected Abu Saraf militants wanted for their alleged involvement in the bombing of a church have surrendered to authorities. The five will be charged with murder for their role in the bombing of a Catholic cathedral in January in the Sulu province that killed 23 people and wounded around 100. Authorities say two of the bombers were Indonesian. To sport, and in cricket, Australian captain Tim Payne says he foresees suspended batsmen Steve Smith and David Warner being key parts of a winning Australian team against England later this year. Smith and Warner have been suspended since the famous ball tampering incident in South Africa last year. But their suspensions expire before Australia's next Test match series, when they will defend the Ashes against England in England. That series starts on the 1st of August. Speaking after Australia's easy victory over Sri Lanka in the second Test match in Canberra, Payne says Smith and Warner are still very important players for Australia.
I think those two have got plenty of runs in the bank, if you like. So, look, I see us going to the Ashes and them having a huge part in us winning the series. That's how I see how important they are to this team. We know how good they are.
The test against Sri Lanka was Australia's last test match before that series against England. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny 35, mostly sunny in Adelaide 32, Melbourne, partly cloudy 27, Hobart, cloudy 20 degrees, Canberra, a shower or two 27, partly cloudy in Wollongong 24, Sydney, much the same 28, Newcastle, sunny 28, Brisbane, a shower or two 32, rain with a possible storm for Cairns 31, and a shower or two and a possible storm in Darwin 32. With SBS News, I'm Michelle Rimmer.